Begin the current daf, Masechta Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Beis. Begin on the third line down at the top of the Yamed. The Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which the Mishnah was describing things which are forbidden to have benefit from a non-Jew, which start off with the halachas of Yayin Nesach. Continuing on that theme, the Mishnah said, V'cheres Hadiryani. The earthenware of Hadiryani is going to be usher to have any benefit from it from a non-Jew. So the Gemara says, my Hadiryani, what is this earthenware of Hadiryani? So Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuli says, Cheres shall Hadiryanas Kesa. This is the earthenware of the Caesar Hadiryanas, where when they would go out to fight wars, they would take it out with them. Whereas the Gemara tells us, Kesar of Dimi, he says, Karka Besula Haisa. It was a virgin soil, Shalai Avda Adami Olam, that no one had ever worked that soil, so it therefore had all its vitality and strength and vigor inside that earth. Avda Unita, so they worked it, and they planted, and they brought out certain wine from that ground, which is very strong, because that earth was very strong. And they put that wine and let it get absorbed into those earthenware vessels that were chivri, that were white, meaning when earthenware is white, it's still new, and therefore it could absorb all types of things because it doesn't have any absorptions in it yet. And therefore it absorbed all that wine. So therefore they were able to maintain without a liquid getting spoiled because it was absorbed now in that earthenware. And then they would break their earthenware when they would be wherever they were in their journeys. And then they would go ahead and carry it with them. Wherever they went, so they would soak those earthenware shards and they would soak it in water. And then they would drink. In other words, it was the way of preserving the wine for long distances, and all you did is then you put the earthenware in, and the out would come wine over there. So obviously we understand why this Cheres Hadiryani is forbidden, because it's the yayin of Akum, which is forbidden, and this is included in that because this is absorbed inside those earthenware shards. Now, Amri B'Shubah Levi says, V'rishin Shalonu, and our first grade, our best wine, is Keshlishin Shalonu, is like their third grade, meaning when they would soak the shards in water three times, that third time was better than our first grade of wines. That's how strong the wine was, that even though they soaked it once and drank it and soaked it again and drank that drink, the third time was just as high quality. That's the reason why this Cheres Hadiryani is forbidden, because just like the halacha of Yayin Nesach. Now, Ibailu, the following question, however, regarding these earthenware shards. Mahu Lismach ben Karya Mita, could we use those shards to support a bedpost, to even out a bed? What's the question? So the Gemara explains. If someone wants to maintain something forbidden through something else, here the Jew wants that the Yayin Nesach, the forbidden wine, should be maintained, but not because he wants it, it's just because he wants the earthenware, because that's supporting his bed. Now, but part of the earthenware has in it absorptions of the Yayin Nesach. So you want to maintain it only by virtue of because you want the earthenware. Is that shari ayasr? Is that permitted or is that forbidden? Is that considered having benefit from the Yayin Nesach, which is forbidden? Or is it not because one doesn't want that? One wants only the earthenware part, which is supporting the bed. So the Gemara Tashma coming here. There are laws of Rabbi Yechanan Tzmach Leikis. Chad Asr v'chad Shari, one says it's forbidden, one says it's permitted. V'hilchas command Asr, which is in parentheses. And the halacha follows like the one who says it's forbidden. Now, basically, the Gemara asks from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Hadar Durin, which are these small jugs, v'harukvois, and are these flasks made out of leather, shalev dikachavim, of a non-Jew, and yayin shal Yisrael kanas bem, and a Jewish person's wine is gathered, is kept in that flask, in that jug of the non-Jew. Says the Braisa, asa b'shtiyu mutar b'ano, it's forbidden to drink it, but it's permitted to have benefit from it. And hey, Shimon ben Gudel lefnei b'noi shor m'yamliel, Alra Gamliel, regarding his father Gamliel, Shashasim Imen Ba'aka, that he drank from this wine, a Jewish wine, which was gathered in the non-Jewish flasks, in Akoi, V'lehoiduloi, and they did not agree to what he was saying, to this testimony regarding what he claimed Gamliel had done. Continues the Braisa, Noidit Shaleb Dikichavim, the flasks, these leather flasks of non-Jews, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Kufsai, says, Asa Lasman Shetichan Lechamer, it's forbidden to make out of those flasks saddles for donkeys. Says the Gemara, Vahacha, and here regarding saddles, where a person who wants that leather flask to make a saddle out of it to sit on it on top of the donkey doesn't want it to be maintained because of the wine that's inside of it. It's not helping him at all. It's not even using it for beverages. He's using it just to sit on. where it's the right to be kiyum al davar achad, that's considered something where you want to maintain something forbidden only through something else. Vikatani to us, and still the Brisa says it's forbidden to go ahead and make the saddles out of it because it has yai nesach inside of it. So you see that that's something that's forbidden, which contradicts the opinion that we said that it's permitted. Which the Gemara answers, wait. According to your reasoning, then look at the other halacha. There's a halacha that kankanim shel ev tikechavim litzru lemizvin. Then we know that people generally buy jugs of non-Jews. As the Gemara, then non-Jewish jugs should be forbidden to buy. Because maishna noidus u maishna kankanim, what's the difference between flasks and jugs? You're saying you can't buy the flasks, which are made out of leather, because even though you're not using it for a beverage, and you're not getting any benefit from the beverage itself, from the yai nesach, but it's been mekaymed al day davar acher. So then a jug, even if let's say there's no problem about the blias coming in, you're not using it for that purpose, but you're still maintaining it by taking the jug of the non-Jew. So rather, Amar Rava, he says, why it's not going to be difficult in the opinion that says that to have kiyum al day davar acher is going to be mutter, says because the reason why the flask, it's forbidden to make a saddle out of it, is not because kiyum al day davar acher. Because if it would be, then we wouldn't be able to buy jugs from non-Jews who use it for their forbidden purposes. And even if we're not using it for things of kashas, you're not allowed to maintain the jug for whatever purpose you're buying it for, if you held that kiyum al day davar acher would be aser. So obviously that it's mutter. So then why is it, does the Braisa say, can we not buy the flask and use it as a saddle? It's because gezeirah shemi yibaker noidi. It's a rabbinic decree that something might happen. And maybe when the Jewish person, if he buys that flask of the non-Jew and he cuts it open and he uses it as a saddle, he might be on his journey and his leather flask, which is holding his wine with his flask, might burst open, might tear. V'yitlenu, and then he's going to take the saddle that's on his donkey, which both of these are made out of leather. V'yitferen al gebi noidi, he's going to use it as a patch on top of his Jewish flask. Now, if he does that, that's a problem, because since it's a non-Jewish flask, that patch is going to give flavor from the non-Jewish wine, which is absorbed in that piece of that saddle, which was from his flask, into the Jewish wine. So that's why it's forbidden. But generally, kiyum al day davar acher is mutter, and that's why we're allowed to buy jugs from the non-Jews. So now the Gemara asks the question in the reverse. Well, l'man the marei to be kiyum al day davar acher asa, then according to the one who says that it's forbidden to take something like the earthenware shards, where you want it just to for the earthenware, for the saddle of it, still it's forbidden because of what you're maintaining, what's forbidden inside of it, like the blias of the Ayin Esach. So why, according to that opinion, is it permitted to buy the non-Jewish jugs, even if you're not using it in a forbidden way that you're going to get the absorptions of the Ayin Esach, of the non-Jewish wine, still it should be forbidden because you're maintaining it nonetheless. Amalach, he would tell you that no, hasam lesali sur be'enei, in the non-Jewish jugs, the whatever absorptions there are minimal. There's nothing prohibited that's visible, that's extant. So although there are blias, but that's not something significant enough. In contrast, hach over here by the cheres hadiryani, isali sur be'enei, the wine is there. It's not just absorptions, like on the molecular level. They literally had tons of wine that they would make. You just can't see it, but it's totally there. That's where they said that even if you don't want it for that, you want it just to support a bed, that's going to be considered kiyum al day davar acher, and that's going to be forbidden. Now the Gemara continues and says that we quoted the Braisa because of the Gemara's previous discussion, but in that there was a statement from Shimon ben Guda, who said in front of the son of Reb Gamliel, that his father Reb Gamliel drank from this wine which was contained in the non-Jewish flask. And it says, and they did not agree to his testimony. On that, as the Gemara of Rimini, but there seems to be another Brisa that clearly contradicts this. The Brisa says, Yain haba b'rik poish lev tikicham, the same case, wine that comes in these non-Jewish flasks. So asu b'shtiyo, umutubano, like the Tanakhama of the first Brisa that said, it's forbidden to drink, but it's permitted to have benefit from it. And hey, Shimon ben Guda lefnei b'nei Shimon lil arag m'lil, shashasim menu ba'akoi. So it says the same thing that Shimon ben Guda testified in front of the son of m'lil regarding his father m'lil that he drank from such flasks as akoi. Not only did he have benefit, but even drank from it. And says this price of a hoiduloi, and they did agree to him. So did they not, or did they yes? So the Gemara says, my loy hoiduloi de ka'ama hasam. What does the first price mean when it says that they did not agree to him? It means kol siyata. It means all the colleagues of Shimon ben Guda of b'nei ma'idulei. But the son of Gamliel agreed to him that is what the opinion of his father Gamliel was. Or you might say, more if you want, you could say that Guda Luchud, the Goydeya Luchud. There were actually two different people who testified regarding Gamliel. The first one of Guda, they did not agree to him. But the second one of Gudeya, they agreed to him in what he was saying, and that was what Ramgliel had done. So it's not a contradiction. One person's testimony didn't agree to him, the other ones that did, even though it was regarding the same thing. Now the Mishnah continued and said, V'oiris levuvin, another thing that's forbidden to have benefit from a non-Jew are these hides that have a hole in the hide of the animal that's right directly opposite where the heart of the animal was. And the reason for that is because that was part of their avodah zarah, where they would push their hand through the animal's skin when it was still alive and grab out the heart. And that's why, as a whole, that makes the whole animal forbidden, as takrivus avodah zarah, forbidden to have enough from it. So the Gemara explains this halacha, Tarnabon Linda Brisa. Izehu ur lavav. What is this halacha of being forbidden of the hide that has a hole opposite the heart of the animal? Says the Brisa, Kol shekaru kenegalei, whatever was torn opposite the heart, because again, like we said, that was the way they would worship their deity, where they would take out through the rip the heart of the ox when it was still alive. The kader, and it has a round hole, kimin aruba, like a window through the hide, that's forbidden. Now, moreover, qualifies the Brisa, Yeshalav karadam, if it has a crust of blood on the hide, by that area, so then us then forbidden, because then you know that obviously that they tore the hole in this hide when it was still alive. However, as we continue to Medbeis, ain't love kared damutter, if it doesn't have this crust of blood in it, then it's permitted, because obviously it was after that they skinned the animal that the hole, even in that area of the animal, happened, and if it wasn't done for the purposes of worshipping the Avodah Zarah. However, Amar Rav Huni qualifies this last halacha, says, Lo yishanu ela shlei molcho, but we didn't say if there's no crust of blood in it, that it's not forbidden, is only if the hide wasn't salted. But if it was salted, then it's forbidden, because Eima Molcha Avarasa, we could say that when it was salted, that took off the blood, which is part of the process of salting and tanning, and therefore it's not a raya, and we could still suspect that it was done for Avodah Zarah, and therefore it'd be forbidden to have hanoah from it. Now, the Mishnah continued, and Reb Shimon Lila, he qualified this halacha of Oris Levuvin, and he says, Bizman Shekarish Loi Ogol Aser. If the tear in the skin is round, then it's forbidden, because that's how a person's hand comes through in that shape. But mashach mutter, but if it's elongated, if it's like a round circle, but rather a narrow and long, so that's going to be permitted. Now, Amar Rabbi Yisuf, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, he says, halacha k'r Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that it has to be a round hole and not something of an ogle. On that, Amalei Abayis, Abayis asked Rabbi Yisuf, halacha mechal de pligi, if you say halacha z'k Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is that to infer that the Rabbanan disagreed with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and they would say it's forbidden even if it's ogle? So Amaleis, Rabbi Yisuf said to him, "My nafkalach mina. What's the difference? Whether they disagree with him or they don't, the halacha is still like Reb Shimon Gamliel." So Amaleis, Abai said to him, "What gemar? I should learn the teaching. Samartate should be like a song." In other words, Abai was a student of Rabbi Yisuf, and he was telling him, "You taught us to say halacha is like Reb Shimon Gamliel, and that should just be like a song." In other words, if they don't disagree, then why would you say halacha is like him? He is the only opinion. No one disagrees. Why would you say halacha like Shem Galil? Doesn't that sound like you're telling me that they disagree with him, albeit that you're saying the halacha is like Shem Galil? Now the Mishnah continued and said, Basar hanichnis l'avodis kechavim, regarding an idol worshipper who wants to go into the house of his deity, of his avodah zarah, and he's bringing meat in, it's mutter to have benefit from that meat, if the Jew was careful to take the meat from the non-Jew before he entered into the house of idol worship, before he brought it as a sacrifice. Says the Gemara, Man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah, that the meat of a non-Jew is permitted to have benefit from it, at least if he hadn't gone in with it to the house of Abai Dezar. So Amar Rabbi Barabba, Rabbi Yechon, he says, Deloy Kribalazar, it's for sure not like Kribalazar, who is brought in Sechtes Chulin, Def Lamechesim Abayz, because the Kribalazar is like Kribalazar, Ha'amar, he says, Stam Achshavas of Oivet Kechavim, the general assumption of the thought process of a non-Jew, is Lavoides Kechavim, is that he's doing it for his idol. So therefore, when a non-Jew slaughters a regular animal, he's doing it for the purposes of Avodah Zarah, which then would make it forbidden to have benefit, because the slaughtering is the takrevis, is part of the sacrifice of the Avodah Zarah. The Tana of our Mishnah obviously disagrees and says, no, when he's slaughtering an animal for himself, he's not doing it for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. You can't eat it because nevela, but it's permitted to have benefit from it, as long as he didn't go into the house of the idol worship. Because as our Mishnah continues, it says, but if you get him on his way out of the house of worship, and he has a piece of meat, then the meat is forbidden to have benefit from it, because it's like sacrifices of the dead, meaning of Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Because EF Shadaleka Takravis, but it's not possible that he didn't use that meat as part of the services of the sacrifices of his idol that he's leaving from right now. Says the Gemara, who is our Mishnah like? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseirahi. The Talmud Glinda Brice, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseirahi, he says, Minayin le Takravis Avedis Kachavim, where do we know regarding the sacrifices of an idol? Shemetama ba'oil, that sacrifice conveys tumah in the same tent, in the same canopy. Shemel, like it says, the Pasuk in Tehillim. It says, V'yitzamdu lebalpar, that they attached themselves to the Avedizar of Balpar, V'yechlu mezivche mesim, they ate the sacrifices of the dead. Which the Pasuk is equating of a desar, which is Baal Pa'ar, and Zivche Mesim, and regarding things of the dead. Ma Mesim Metama Ba'oil, just like a dead person conveys Tum in the same oil as a person's in. After Kravitz, Avoidis Kechavim Metama Ba'oil, also the sacrifices of Avoidizara are also going to convey Tum in the same oil, which, and therefore the logic continues. And just like a dead person is forbidden to have any benefit from him, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Memzayin Mabez, we learn that it says for Thomas Sham Miriam died over there, and it says the same word Sham by Egla Arufa. Just like Egla Arufa, it's forbidden to have any benefit. So to a dead person, so to the Takrivus of a Dazar, which is compared to a maze, is also going to be forbidden to have any benefit from it. And therefore, since he's leaving from his house of a Dazar, and it for sure is part of that services, therefore it's forbidden to have any benefit from it. The Mishnah continues, says a Holchin Latarfus. If a person was going on he was seeking his Avodah Zarah in another place, which is called a pilgrimage. So Asur in Lassus Velassi Imam says, forbidden to do any business with a non-Jew on his pilgrimage to his Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara explains, Zamar Shmuli says, a non-Jew who's on his way to his idol on a pilgrimage. So Bahalicha Asur, on his way there, the journey there, then it's forbidden to do business with him. Why? The Azla Maidi come of his Kechavim, because he's going to be satisfied with the sale he did with the Jew, and he's going to go and give thanks to his idol, which is forbidden. But Chazar Mutar, on his way back, it's permitted, because Maida Havahava, whatever was, he's not going to go back to his idol now, he's on his way home. So although he's happy, there's nothing forbidden essentially in that, it's that he's going to go give thanks to the Avodah Zarah, which now he's not going to. In contrast, Yisrael HaHilchel Tarfus, a Jew who is on his way pilgrimage to an Avodah Zarah, Bahalich Mutar, on his way there, it's permitted to do business with him. Why? Del Mahadar Be'Evelo Yazel, because a Jew, maybe he's going to back out and he's not going to go. So it's not for sure that you're implicated in this process of someone doing Avodah Zarah. B'Chazara Asar, and actually on his way back, then it's forbidden to do business with him. Why? Because Kivan, since, as we continue to Avlami Gimel Manalf, the Avigba, the Jew is attached to the Avodah Zarah, as we see he's on his way back. He went into some Avodah Zarah, which for a Jew to do obviously means he's very connected to. Mahadar Hadar Azal, then he's for sure going to go back and say, wow, idol, you really helped me, because look, I made this huge sale with this Jew, so therefore it's the opposite. On the way there, you could, because he might not go. On the way back, you can't, because he'll go back and give thanks. Now that the Gemara asks, but B'tanya when the Braisa, it says, Yisrael HaHoyach L'Tarfus, the Jew who's on his way, on his pilgrimage, Bein Balicha, Bein Mechazar Asr, whether on his way there, on the way back, it's forbidden. Yet the first halacha told us that on the way there, it's permitted. And Rav Ashi says, not a difficulty. Ki Tanya hi, when did we learn that Braisa, that even on the way there, it's forbidden, is B'Yisrael Mumar, is a rebellious Jew. Nevadi Azl, he's for sure gonna go. If he's sure going to go, then of course we can't, because he's going to go out and give thanks to the idol. The halacha that we said before of Shmuel was only if a regular Jew, where he might not go, so then you could do business with him. And on the way back, where he's avik, then you cannot. But yeah, Yisrael Mumar, who's already thrown off the yoke, he's for sure going to go. Then on the way there and the way back, he's forbidden to do business with him.